Thunder or something?
Log Talk Radio.
Fuck, we're on air.
Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your networking computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Forget politically correct. You are now listening to Political Bullshit. People discussing varying opinions about the same political bullshit.
Oh, what's going on,
Hey-ho.
Political Bullshit family? Episode 12. We are here once again, another week. I got to be honest with you, that was kind of tough for me to do, man. Trying to be excited because there's a lot of shit going on not to be excited about this week.
Yeah, it's another tragic thing. It broke a record too, right? The worst.
Yeah.
Another. I don't know about how many people died or whatever, but as far as casualties go, people injured, it was the worst one. It broke the latest record, right?
No, it did. It's 59 dead, man, and there was over 500 wounded. And I'm thinking that number, the second number, the over 500, also included, like, stampede and things like that. I mean, it doesn't make it any better.
Yeah, anyway.
That's not what I'm saying, but it's still a shitty situation for that. For all those people. They were just there to see a concert, man. They're just enjoying it. I watched a video earlier of one of the guys from Big and Rich. They're, like, a pretty – I'm sure so many people know. And they were singing God Bless America, man. And I was watching the video, and it was serene. It was so crazy that like an hour after that, 59 people were murdered. It's insane, dude. I really don't get people. That's what it is. I don't get people. And like the story that you heard when it first happened was, it evolved into different things as you uncover more information. And then I gotta be honest though, dude. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy nut because I'm far from it, but just the way everything was let out and with the media kind of made me feel like there was red flags, like that we're not getting everything, that there's more to it. I don't know. I don't really know what to say about it. It was just weird. Everything came out so weird. I feel like in the past shootings, like St. Bernardino and things like that, like we got the information pretty quickly, I feel like. And we figured out what was going on really quick, terrorism, Muslim extremist. And then as this comes on, I don't know if it's because it was like a white dude that people were like, oh, I wonder why this happened. Or even if it doesn't have anything to do with it, it came out really strange. Maybe because they haven't really found the motive or anything like that, that they felt like the information was coming out so strangely. I don't know. It's just really weird with this one.
Yeah, there is a lot of weird things. For one, I think a lot of people want information, because when you're talking about the largest mass shooting in history, and then people are saying it's not terrorism, but yet it was pre-planned and all this other stuff. You know, people are going to want more answers. You know, what makes this not terrorism? Okay, he's not affiliated with a political group. He didn't do this for a political reason. Okay, then why'd he do it? I mean, it's like he went crazy, they say. I don't quite, that's just not enough for me. It's really not, because I don't see how someone just goes crazy. And I don't understand how he has, like, I understand at the moment if someone goes crazy, you know, it's like you're at your house, you go nuts, you get in a bad fight with your wife or something, or something, you're drinking. And a lot of domestic violence that happens with guns, to me, that is an example of someone going crazy. It doesn't excuse what they do. It should definitely get punished to the max. I'm not saying it excuses what they do. They should get no sympathy from anybody. They should be looked at like horrible, evil people, regardless of the situation. But to me, that makes sense to someone going crazy. What doesn't make sense to me is a guy who's a millionaire, and they're like, oh, he does these big bets, big transactions. And they're trying to make it like this is something that they're trying to like, well, maybe that's the reason. But when you dig deeper, it's not like he's in debt. He gambles, but he's not in debt. Doesn't owe anybody any money.
Yeah, he was described as like a high roller, like a big player, but he was like the big fish side. The small fish side of like the big pond. So he was a big gambler, but he wasn't even like the biggest or anything like that. He was just like a man with a lot of money who was 64 years old and wanted to spend it.
And then when they said he had cameras, all of a sudden now people are asking about his cameras and saying none of his cameras were on. They say none of his cameras were on. So, I mean,
well, that's not, that can't be true, right?
It's just
because he shot himself supposedly before the police got there. And the reason why that was done is because he could see that the police were coming. Am I wrong, or?
That's what I'm saying. These are things that don't make sense. And he has 23 guns with him. I'd get like 4 guns, maybe even 5. Maybe if you're that fixated on it, like, you know, but why 23? Does he lay with him at night? Does he rub 3 of them on his feet while he has, and I'm not trying to make a joke about it, but I'm just saying, like, does he have 6 that he cuddles? Does he put the other 3 up his ass? Like, what does he have all these guns for? Is he building a fucking teepee at night that he crawls into and reads books? If this man is trying to just, if he's got, he's on a mission just to hurt people, you don't need 23 guns to do that.
Something you just said is like, you know, why does he have so many or whatever? I don't think you're questioning the fact that he was able to own that many. You're questioning the fact that he brought that many to the hotel room. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm not saying, these aren't guns at his house. These are guns he brought to his hotel.
Yeah.
And yet there's no, and I'd like to see the footage of 23 guns and thousands of rounds worth of luggage of him checking in with.
Well, you,
it
you
only
know it
makes sense. Like, people have these questions.
Have a million. Casinos have a million different cameras in them. And I actually watched a video earlier this week where he was in a casino in like 2010 or something like that, or a while ago, right? Like over 5 years ago. And he fell, and then he tried suing them because there was liquid on the floor, saying there was liquid on the floor, and he lost. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, there's a video. They showed a security footage of him walking in a crowd of people. He's by himself. He slips and falls, and then they show the security footage of him in the back room filing a report because he hurt himself and being checked out. I'm surprised you didn't see that.
I I ran past something that said video footage of him from 2010, but I didn't bother clicking on it because I was like, well, what's the hell's that got to do with now? You know, it's like, oh, you know, we got footage of him at the hotel from 7 years
true.
Ago.
It was just interesting. It was just the situation was interesting, though, about him trying to, like, basically win a lawsuit against the casino. It's a little ridiculous, but...
What about his money to the Philippines? Hundreds of thousands of dollars going to the Philippines. I mean, that sounds like, I don't know.
Who else does that? I mean, do you think his girl knew anything about it? I kind of feel like
girlfriends always know a little. They always know a little something. She might not know about him planning on murdering a bunch of innocent people, but maybe he's involved in some kind of sketchy business or something. You know, would explain the transactions, would explain a lot of guns in his hotel. Yeah, maybe he's selling those guns and things went wrong. You know, you don't really know everything that's happening. You know, and
no,
I don't
right,
think she
don't.
Would know that. She would know as much as I know, I think. But she would know when it comes to that. But she would at least know things like if he is involved in kind of like stuff like that, certain people he hangs around, things like that. Because, I don't know, just things kind of point to a direction
sketchy.
That says that, yeah, there's just more to this story. There's just more to this story. It doesn't just seem like, I don't know, like, who brings 23 guns with them to a hotel for no reason? It's not like it's bombs. I'd get if it was 23 bombs. It's like, okay, he's trying to blow the shit up out of that hotel. That makes sense. I'd get if it was ammunition, 23,000 rounds. Okay, he's trying to shoot a lot of ammunition. I don't understand 23 guns. You can only use one, two, maybe three. You know what? Especially if you got them working at a cyclic rate of fire, if you got those bump stocks on them, which I think is the same thing as fully auto. In my opinion, should be under the same kind of restrictions, and even the NRA agrees with that.
Well, I agree with you because I think we've talked about this earlier in the week, or you made a post on social media that I agreed with, where you said that. Regardless of what it is, if the function of having a fully automatic weapon, if people don't know, there's a huge difference between semi-automatic and automatic. And I see in the news all the time that the people who make our laws confuse the two or really just don't have an idea. Okay? So if you have a fully automatic weapon, you hold the trigger and it fires multiple rounds. Anything that is semi-automatic, is one shot per one pull of the trigger. It's called semi-automatic because you have to cock it back in the beginning and you have to load the magazine. And then when the magazine empties, you need to cock it again. So the difference is that semi-automatic is one bullet per one pull of the trigger. Automatic is a multiple to one pull of the trigger. And in 1986, they outlawed to a certain extent fully automatic weapons. That's not to say that there was also some weapons that were still able to be grandfathered in. There are certain situations for that licenses you can pay for to have antique guns that are fully automatic and such things like that now. But to get those licenses is very expensive, which some people could see as maybe a push on your Second Amendment rights or being arms than somebody who's not. That could be a whole nother conversation for another time. But specifically right now, to talk about semi-automatic and automatic weapons, automatic is multiple bullets per one pull of the trigger, and semi-automatic is always one pull trigger, one bullet.
Well, that's how they get away with bump stocks, because that's exactly how they function. It's one trigger pull, and one round comes out. But what a bump stock does is it uses the recoil of the rifle, and you
correct.
Hold it forward with your front grip. As long as you hold it forward, that technically it brings the trigger back to your finger, which causes another round, or it brings it back to the stock, which it, your finger didn't have to be there. Some of these stocks just has it, just kind of works on its own as long as your front grip is pulling it forward, and it's automatically bringing the back end of the rifle and the trigger into it, which is automatically pressing it, and at the speed of the recoil, which is like,
right.
Which is, it's faster than automatic. So that it's one pull, one rep. So they need to redefine that as a, when it comes to one trigger pull, it needs to be defined as one trigger pull, like an organic trigger pull or a natural trigger pull or something of that nature, which,
right.
Which,
because
means
I agree.
The finger,
my original,
is doing
my original
it
point,
without a mechanism.
My original, my original point was that you mentioned that it, that if something is firing automatically, it is illegal. That the function of it firing automatically is illegal, and if the function is the same outcome as, you know, having a bump stock or fire automatic is the same function, then it should be illegal. And I kind of agree, but I think that what happens is and this is my personal opinion. I own weapons. I'm not as into them as I used to be. But I was always at the range firing and practicing. I feel like I would need them to protect my family, and to me, that doesn't mean that it should be restricted to anything. Almost, if a criminal breaks the law, doesn't listen to the law, can break into my house with something that's automatic, and I don't have the same ability to protect myself to equalize that, I think it's wrong, because I don't think anybody has a say of how I can protect my family, being a father, a husband, and just the protector of my house. But, well, you know.
Well, here's the point I like to make about fully automatic. Unless you have something like an M249 saw, even our military is not trained to use our M16s on the selection of burst fire, three-round burst, which is it's an automatic setting, but instead of you hold it down, it just keeps going, you hold it down, three rounds come out. We're taught not to use that because it's ineffective, because it's very inaccurate, and it just kind of sprays rounds around, and you can miss your target. We're taught to use semi-auto on our M16s because all that's good for automatic on those type of weapons is doing exactly what happens at that event, massacring a group of people. That's all it's good for. It's not good for precision. It isn't something that I don't think you would ever have to use for self-defense in your house. Even if somebody had a fully automatic and you had a semi, I don't know. You probably have the advantage if they're using that fully auto, because unless they're using, like I said, something like an M249 small, because that can handle being on fully auto and still maintaining pretty good accuracy. Which is the difference between the M16s and or modifying the AR-15s with things like bump stocks, because you lose accuracy because they're very light and they're not balanced in that way that handle it.
They're not built.
They're not really built
for the rapid fire.
Yeah, I mean they're built to be able to be capable of doing it, but they lose a lot of accuracy. The M16s are anyway.
I don't know. See, like, I feel like, you know, we can talk about bump stocks being legal. We can talk about automatic being illegal. But in my mind, I feel like talking about that or making laws against those two specific bump stocks it's almost futile, because we're not focusing on the real issue. The question shouldn't be whether or not you should be banned. The question is, how do we prevent ways? Because it's already done. And a criminal is always going to be a criminal and do things illegally. So how do we stop this from happening in the first place, kind of? You know, do we have background checks that are more extensive?
When you ban something federally, there's a reason why a lot of criminals don't use fully automatic weapons. And the truth is, that reason is because they don't sell them in gun stores. Okay, it's the reason why criminals don't usually have fully automatic weapons. They really don't. The criminals are getting the guns from the gun stores too. They're just getting them from the gun stores illegally. But whatever the federal government makes illegal will not be in gun stores anymore. And that's what kind of deters that issue. But when you're talking about AR-15s, it isn't going to work because you already have millions of them in people's homes and things, and millions of people already own them.
Tens of millions, Pete.
Tens of millions
on the street.
There's nothing you can do about it now. They're already there.
Right.
So the most you can do is basically leave it as is. But as far as these bump stocks go, I think a lot of people, it's really not worth the risk because it's kind of just some tacky thing anyway. And a lot of guys that have this really don't love it that much anyway. And I think if they pass them on, I think they would. Yeah, it's more of a novelty, and a lot of people wouldn't be afraid to get rid of it. And they're not going to risk going to jail for this type of novelty, and gun stores ain't going to sell it. So I think in this case, it would be kind of an effective ban or an effective law. But they shouldn't, like I said, they shouldn't stop with that. They need to affiliate fully auto with anything that causes a firearm to function like a fully auto, because all it's good for is massacring crowds of people. That's why they're meant for war. And that's what truly an assault rifle is. An AR-15 is not an assault rifle. And this is why I hate when they misdefine things, because now
it's
we
ridiculous.
Can't tell the difference anymore between a fully automatic weapon and a semi-automatic weapon. Everyone's like, wait a minute. How come all of a sudden, I thought the guns always went, brrr. No, what they did was make a false equivalency, right? Right, with AR-15s,
right.
And an exaggeration to their functions, and made you think that AR-15s operate like an M16 does.
But they don't. And there's a difference between military guns and civilian guns, okay? We can't get the military guns. We can't get the M16s because they are fully automatic. We have the AR-15, which is the civilian version, and as you said, it's semi-automatic. But what happens is, and it's really pissing me off because the people in Washington and specifically the left, as soon as there's a massacre – or a mass shooting, they start to push an anti-gun agenda, right? But then as soon as the whole thing blows over, they shut their fucking mouths. It's only important to them when it's to push a political agenda, when it's the hot topic. They're not pushing this all the time. And you can say, oh, well, they're always trying to pass laws, but people knock them down. When do they make the big pushes? The only time the left makes big pushes anti-gun is when people are getting murdered. And it's a hot topic. It's a hot button issue. That's not right. They're doing that because they want to try and ride the wave to get their votes is what it is. And that's not right. You don't in the middle. It's not smart decision making to make laws off of a million during a short time. It's just not smart. And I'm not saying we can't sit down and have the conversation about, you know, if there should be different regulations for guns. But what I am saying is not this second. And Jimmy Kimmel's another one. I could talk about him for 3 hours. There's a guy who's, and I've said this on social media, there's a guy who I knew him as the guy who guzzled beer and pointed out the fact that there was half-naked women dancing on jumping on trampolines. All of a sudden, he is the Jesus of liberals. And I'm supposed to take a comedian's biased view of his political agenda, and I'm supposed to take that as Bible? That doesn't fucking work with me. I don't care what you say. A comedian is a comedian. They're not going to be a reliable source. And people are always – they bring up Carlin and things like that. And yes, these are figures that made sense and they were funny. But this guy's on one of the platforms in America and pushing his own agenda, which is his right. I understand that. But the problem is that people follow him like little sheep. They follow him. They follow him. And it's not right.
Wow. Well, I mean,
he's emotional. He's first of all, he's crying like a bitch. I'm sorry to say it. He's crying like a bitch on TV. And it just makes the left feel even more sorry for him, is what that does. And I'm not even 100% sure that he doesn't cry on purpose.
Well, I'm sure he does. Come on. He's an actor, right? Actors act. It's the third time he's cried. Look, that's how he feels about it. That's fine. But he did say some misinformation. He was like, semi-autos and automatic, he put them together, right? And when you do that, what you do is you take one thing, you put it with the other thing, you just group it, and then really all you do is start talking about is one thing, right? And then all he started talking about was the automatic. But because he mentioned semi-automatic first, with automatic, it's all generalized, right? And people fail to realize most guns are semi-automatic. When you buy a handgun, if you're buying anything that doesn't look like some shit from the Wild West in 1901 or something, it's semi-automatic.
Right.
All these rifles are just rifles that function the same way. They are not assault rifles. They don't go brrr unless you put something like a bump stock on it, which is why a bump stock makes sense to not be sold in stores and should be federally regulated. Because that does make the difference between a semi-auto being like any other semi-auto and something that can really take down a lot of people in a short amount of time and cause mass casualties. And it's just something that people just don't need. You don't even need it I'm telling you, if you're in a combat situation, you would not even put your rifle on 3-round burst. You probably wouldn't. It would stay on semi anyway. Unless there was like a group of people that you had to deal with. That's all that's good for. For a group of people.
That's something that people should talk about. And I'm fine. And I'm a big Second Amendment guy. I am. Well, not only am I just a large person in whole, but like I like the Second Amendment and I like what it stands for. And there's a few things that every person that's against guns, whether they be celebrities or Hillary Clinton or Nancy fucking Pelosi, it doesn't matter, right? They always bring up a few of the points. And some of the points that they always bring up are, number one, when you talk about the Second Amendment, they go, oh, well, that was written in a time where they had one bullet in there and they were firing from muskets. Okay. Which is true. They were firing from muskets, but you also need to remember that muskets at that time were military weapons. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, you also got to remember that people owned cannons too.
They owned cannons by the Second Amendment.
They were allowed to.
The same platform that they use to dispute misinformation about guns, if you think about this, when the forefathers wrote the First Amendment, they weren't thinking about fucking TV and radio because that shit didn't exist, right? So by that logic, they shouldn't be on TV or on radio talking, period, or giving their opinion, because it shouldn't be covered by their First Amendment rights because it's an old law. The Second Amendment is the same way. The forefathers wrote these knowing that there would be evolutions in civilization and how things work. They knew that. It's a stupid argument.
Well, even to say that the forefathers wrote it and blah, blah, blah. And let's look at it modernly, right? Let's look at it if you had to write a constitution today. Why would you not write a constitution today that still grants people's rights to defend themselves? How can you have a free society unless you do that? If I were to write a constitution tomorrow, I would make sure that people have the right to defend themselves, tools necessary to do that. Because, one, the government and governments have been known to turn on its own people. And two, you have a lot of criminality, and criminality can also get very complex criminality can get very strong, and criminality can become a government of its own in a lot of places. It's happened in many places all around the world with soft governments and countries with low resources where criminal organizations got so powerful that they basically became a dictator in themselves, and they were very tyrannical. And today we see that still in some countries where they don't respect the citizens' rights, and they mass murder people, and they kill people, and they do all these things, and then the people don't have a chance to even defend themselves.
Right.
And this is why this right is important, because you just cannot trust that fate and that the universe is just going to work out and everything's always going to be okay. You should, as an individual, be able to prepare for the worst. And that's just a universal thing. And you should have access to the tools to do that, which would be guns.
I agree with you. It's just I would like to just, I don't know. Like, I feel the need, since we have this platform, to clear the air about things, because there's so much misinformation. You know what I mean? There's just a million things out there. And that people don't understand, especially people who don't own firearms themselves, so they don't really know how it works. And, like, just because – another thing that the left likes to do is, like, they'll bring out, people have been shot, like, to see their stand on things and things like that. They always use, like, the person's – I typically don't see conservatives doing that. A cop murders somebody, other than they'll have their parents on there to talk about losing a child and things like that. They it just bothers me. They always try to capitalize on shitty situations. And to me, it seems like they do it all the time, but nobody really talks about that. You know, one of the other things that Jimmy Kimmel said was I'm reading this exact quote here. So, you know, I'm not misquoting anything. Last night, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said this is not the time. Actually, it was today. This morning, she said it was not the time for political debate. I don't know. We have 59 innocent people dead. It wasn't their time either. So I think now is the time for political debate. Okay. And then he says, President Trump is visiting Las Vegas on Wednesday. He spoke this morning. He said he's praying for those who lost their lives. In February, he also signed a bill that made it easier for people with severe mental illness to buy guns legally. I'm sure a million people have heard that. I mean, have you heard about that?
Well, there is a little bit of truth to that. But
there is a little bit of truth to that, but
it's not completely true.
No, it's not completely true at all, right? So the bill that Trump signed back in February didn't make it easier for mentally ill people to purchase guns. All it said is that you had to have a judge rule that you're mentally incompetent. You had to have a doctor say you're mentally incompetent. So I couldn't be like, yo, Pete's crazy. He shouldn't have a gun. And then someone sees that, okay, well, he must be crazy. I'm going to take Nick's word for it. And then you can't purchase any more guns. That's how it was. It's not, you can't just take your guns away because someone says you're mentally unfit. You have to have somebody judge that. That's due process, and that's fair. That's the American system. Not to mention this fucking bill was backed by the ACLU. It was okay then.
Yeah,
You have truth it. And it's a big issue, because then people take his word for it 100%. He makes it seem like that if you don't agree with him, or you're not agreeing with Hillary Clinton, or you think that the Second Amendment rights are good where they are right now, and its laws are strict as it is, that you're a terrible person for thinking that. It doesn't mean that I feel that way. I feel as though we're fine with the way we are right now, but that doesn't make me feel any less compassionate for the people who died. I'm not saying it's not okay that a crazy person shot people. To me, it's the person we're worrying about. It doesn't matter what you try and make illegal. Someone, if you make something illegal, if someone wants to do it, they're going to get their hands on it. That's how it is. Making laws in the midst of emotion is not going to fix anything. New Jersey has some of the strictest. I'm from New Jersey. You're from New Jersey. We have some of the strictest gun laws in the U.S. Why is Kansas the fucking number one or number two murder capital of the U.S. every goddamn year? Why is Chirac, why is Chicago on that list as well? When they have very, very, very strict gun laws as well.
What? Did you
People
say
don't
Camden?
See the correlation? It doesn't work.
No, no. Camden is not – it's known as the most dangerous city, not murders.
Shit.
In other words, you're likely to get jumped or beat up and robbed in Camden. It has to do with any kind of assaults. Camden's murder rates are actually not that high. The murder rates in Chicago are very high. But Chicago is also in the middle of Illinois. And Illinois state laws, you know, they're not as strict. They're not very strict. So, I mean, it's easy to buy a gun.
I'm reading something right now. I just Googled it. I'm reading something right now that says that in 2017, Camden, New Jersey, which is for anybody who doesn't know Camden, it's tiny. It's a small town that's next to the city. Pete, it's number 10 on this list. Number 10 in the whole U.S. Do you know what else is also on this list in New Jersey? Newark. So it's not – it doesn't –
That's for danger,
work.
Though, right?
No, this is for
is
murder.
Is it for murder, handgun crimes, or is it just for danger?
It's highest murder rates. There's a rank of 30. And Newark and Camden are on the list between number 13 and number 10.
I didn't know Camden made it this year on the list. I don't know. I mean, but
and
then you got places
data,
like New Orleans.
And it's
always
well,
number
New Orleans,
one.
New Orleans, according
or
to
number
this,
two.
Is number nine. Number nine, right next to Camden.
Yeah, but you know
and
what?
Says,
it depends where you look, too, dude. You look at that, and you look at another article, and it'll put New Orleans at, like, number one. And
well,
you won't even
says,
see Camden on the list. So what
from this specifically, it's
what,
an article from it's an article from neighborhoodscout.com, which sounds like a shitty website, but the data they used are from the number of murders to reported from the FBI and due to the population, and they have a link to sources, so anybody can look this up. It's there, and there's an FBI link. So, but this is besides the point. It's just the point I'm trying to make, Pete, is I'm not trying to argue over how murderous or how bad of a city. It's just that New Jersey has very strict gun laws, but we still have two cities on the highest list of most dangerous or highest murder rates.
Yeah, two cities
so
with no jobs.
Work. It just doesn't work. What'd you say?
Two cities with no jobs. New Jersey's got, there's no factories. You ever been to Camden? There's nowhere to work. There's no jobs.
No, you're right.
There's no jobs in Newark either.
There's like no grocery stores in Camden either. It's a food
exactly. So it's, I mean, people are going to kill when they have to do illegal stuff to make money, and they're trying to stay out of jail. It increases crime.
You could always
just
move.
But come on.
Come on, what, dude? There's not that big of a difference between like Camden and Pensauken, but it's a million times safer. They're right next to each other.
The difference is how much the cost of living is. And we always talk about this. We're not going to talk about economics tonight. But but you're right. You're right in a sense of the state laws don't prevent gun violence because criminals still get guns. Mexico is also a good example. Mexico has very – very, very strict gun laws. And their murder rate is a hell of a lot worse than ours. Very bad. A lot worse. Especially by population. By how many people are there. It's a shame because Mexican people are good people. And they're in the middle of this, like, cartel, tyrannical, you know, they're basically fighting for power. And the people are in the middle of it, and they're just killing everybody. But this
right.
is the kind of tyranny you could also see. Tyranny doesn't always have to come from the government. It can come from the criminals.
It can come from the people as well.
If a criminal system gets enough money and gets organized enough, it can very much be a tyrannical element and infringe on the rights of people. Have its own street laws and killing people, and people are dying in the street. Guess what? That guy who got shot for some dumb shit that whatever the criminal faction found illegal in their ideals, he did not get a fair trial.
Right.
He got killed because of the ideals of some criminal faction. That's tyranny. It's tyranny. And it wasn't self-defense. It was a straight execution. It wasn't like, I thought he had a gun, so I shot him. He was marked and executed. It's tyranny. And this is what is in it, and this is what happens in places where you don't have a balance of power of the law-abiding citizen, the criminal element, and the government. At the same time, you can't be reckless with some things.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like bump stocks. It's reckless. Stupid. I think it's stupid. It's either legalize fully automatics, legalize it, fuck it, make it all legal, or consider bump stocks the same thing. But you can't have this like, well, technically it's not a fully auto, even though it does the same exact shit. But it'd be a bit, you can't be doing that shit. It's one or the other. And as of right now, fully autos are illegal. So should bump stocks.
I feel like the problem is that people own bump stocks now, right? I'm sure there's a million people that own them, or, you know, I really don't know the number. I'm sure it's over 100,000 people, right, who own bump stocks. And this person who goes and murders people at a concert does something wrong. I feel like you can't punish everybody. Everybody uses the term law-abiding citizens, but these really are law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, but
so how can you punish them?
When they lower the speed limit, are you punished? Are you punished because they crack down on the traffic laws? Are you punished even though you don't drink and drive? Are you punished when let's say you only drink two beers? Let's say it's 1980s, right? Back when the alcohol limit was like 0.10, right? You drink two beers and that's it. You go home. You drive home. But and you're not drunk. You're not intoxicated. But too many people are killing people on the street, so they raise it down to 0.08. Now you got to drink one beer before you can get in your car. Is that punishing you? I mean, it's the same.
That's a good argument.
It's the same kind of thing. We live in a nation of laws. You got laws everywhere. Right? It's the Second Amendment. Yeah, it's well protected. We should well protect it. But it's not like some untouchable thing where if there's practical situations that we should kind of look at, such as modifications to make guns fully automatic.
No, I'm.
And we should look
I,
at those
I fight,
things.
I fight with that. Well, you should. We should, and I do fight with the things. I'm kind of on the fence about it. Like I just said, I feel like you shouldn't punish the people who already have them if they're following the law. But then there's that question of, is it really lawful? You know what I mean? By technicality,
I blame the people who thought it up in the first place because they knew what they were doing. You know that fully automatics, you know the function of it. You know what they do. And you were like, oh, I'm going to make mine fully auto, but technically it's not because it's a trigger. And now you potentially, you know, criminalize a bunch of people because now they're going to put a regulation on this. And I blame the ATF, too, because they're the one that allowed it in the stores in the first place. They should have banned it from the get-go. They should have been smart enough to go, no, this makes a weapon function like a fully automatic weapon. It might not actually be a fully automatic weapon because technically it's not, because
right.
It's not. It doesn't have the gas mechanisms to make it a fully automatic weapon, but it functions like one. But they went, well, technically it's one pull and one round, and they did all that bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, so it's This is the kind of shit that needs to end with laws, period. This is the shit, this is the thing I hate about the law, are these, this kind of reasoning.
Right.
Why is an automatic rifle illegal? That's why you should look at it. Why is an automatic rifle illegal? Because it has a cyclic rate of fire that's fast as shit. Right? That's the reason why it's illegal. So here's your bump stock, ATF, you're looking at it. It's not out in stores yet. You have to sign off on it. Will this thing make a rifle shoot fast as shit? Yes? There's your answer. But no, instead of doing that, they went, well, technically, it's one pull, one trigger, so it's starting all that bullshit. And politics is filled with that shit, man. Filled with it.
Political bullshit,
that's
man.
That's what I hate about it. I'm a Second Amendment advocate. Every time they try to ban semi-automatic rifles, I'm always fighting against them. Like, fuck you, I'm keeping my rifle, you know. But when it comes to this, it's like, what the hell are they doing in the stores in the first place?
Is there, in your opinion, do you think there's any other, I don't know, gun myths that people talk about that aren't true that we could clear up?
I mean, there's a lot of myths about AR-15s.
Okay,
think they're fully automatic.
Well, and besides that, we have about 10 minutes left, right? So let's quickly go over the difference between an AR-15 and a hunting rifle in New Jersey. The difference, just so everybody knows, for some reason, an AR-15 is considered an assault rifle, when the only difference between a hunting rifle and the assault rifle, AR-15, is the scary black casing around it. That is literally the only difference. Do you agree with that?
A hunting rifle semi-automatic, though? Can you hunt with semi-automatic?
Yeah.
If you can hunt with semi-automatic, then that's the only difference. That's literally the only difference.
In New Jersey, rifle hunting's not something that happens often because New Jersey's so flat and so populated. But say you go to Pennsylvania, right? Where you can hunt deer with a rifle. The only difference between you holding your brown wood grain rifle from Remington and killing deer and then holding a black military style rifle, the only difference is the casing. They work the same way and it's the same parts and the same components and often the same caliber. There's no difference. So people.
Well, oftentimes a hunting rifle has a much bigger caliber.
Yeah, right. You can get. I mean, I guess what did the guy use for Vegas? Was it like 7.68? I think that's not something.
5.56.
It was only 5.56.
He used a .223 or 5.56.
So
he definitely used that round.
Anybody who's not familiar, a .223 and a 5.56. is a little bit larger than a .22. There's not much of it. There's not a huge difference. The only difference is the amount of power than a .22. There's a .223 and the difference between a 5.56 and a .223 is that the .223 has a smaller charge of powder in it. A lot of times AR-15s can chamber a 5.56 and a .223 round. There's not a huge difference between the two, and there's not a huge difference between a .223 and a .22. And people make fun of people that have .22s all the time because they're a small caliber weapon. So this even builds even more to the case that there's really not much of a difference at all between an assault rifle, quote unquote, assault rifle, and a hunting rifle.
I would stop calling semi-automatics assault rifles altogether. Let's kill that myth. That's myth number three. Semi-automatic rifles are not assault rifles. Assault rifles must be fully automatic. They must be. That's what an assault rifle is. An assault rifle is an M16. An assault rifle is an M249 SAW. That's an assault rifle.
An M4A1, an M4, whatever. Those are assault rifles. because they are made for it in the military. There's civilians don't own those legally.
Well, there's civilian, they call them M4s too, but they're AR-15 M4s. They're not M16.
They're
not, but they're
semi-automatic.
Same models, they're not carbines. They're not like the M16 that are M4 carbines that are basically the M16 but smaller. They're an AR-15 smaller. And you can compare it to a Glock handgun. It functions the same. It's just big. It's just longer. That's it. It's just longer.
Longer,
it's just like any handgun.
Grip. Might have a foregrip on it. I don't think that people who don't know guns don't really understand the minuscule difference between them. You know what I mean? They really don't.
And most people go hunting with like a 308. You get hit with a 308, you're done. Your leg's probably getting amputated. You're missing an arm. You get hit in the body, you're not surviving probably. .556, I mean, it's a small round. I mean,
it's still strong. Don't get us wrong.
Yeah, it's velocity, but there's not a lot of what's the word I'm looking for when it comes to large damage. So, but it'll still kill you. But if you compare it to a hunting rifle can be more devastating than an AR-15, because an AR-15 uses one of the smallest rifle rounds you can possibly use for a rifle.
Right.
It's an actual rifle round and not a handgun round. And like Tommy gun style guns use 45. You know, they use handgun rounds. You got some of these guns that use that, MP5s use 9mm rounds, which are handgun rounds. But when it comes to the smallest rifle round, a .223 is probably one of the smallest. It might be the smallest rifle round, I'm not sure, that you can possibly use. So in that aspect,
I have seen AR-15s that chamber 22s that fire 22s. You know, like little range guns and things like that. But a minute ago, I thought of something else that bothers me when people talk about guns, and it's the gun show loophole. What bothers me is that with the gun show loophole, people think that you can just go to a gun show and just buy anything, and there's no background checks. And a lot of time, the people say that, you know, the background checks are, you know, very important. They talk about universal background checks, right? When in actuality, most states have universal background checks. In New Jersey, I can speak for, because I live here, you have to have a universal background check. And again, New Jersey has some of the most dangerous cities in America. But the what people talk about when they talk about the gun show loophole is the fact that they think you can just go and purchase a weapon since it's at a gun show without getting a background check, which is often not true, because when you purchase a gun at a gun show, more often than not, you have to ship that weapon to an arms dealer in your state or near you. You can't just pick up the gun and leave. It doesn't happen that way. The only time that is true is if it were to be like a private sell from a private dealer, just like a personal. Pete has a gun that I like. He's selling it. I have a firearms ID card. Pete has a firearms ID card. He says, okay, you get a piece of paper, and then you fill it out that proves the exchange. It proves that it's yours. I don't believe that's something you pay tax on. It's something that you settle up with the person who's selling it to you. I don't know. To me, this is the only iffy thing, is that I think we can come to a common middle ground to make things better when it comes to personal sales. I think that personal sales should be fine, but I think they could be done at maybe a gun shop or arms dealer as well.
Yeah.
So that way you can actually
do. You should have to go to a gun shop.
Because you should be able to do that. When you don't have to now. I could go over to Pete and, like I just said, purchase a rifle. I could also purchase a handgun as long as I have the permit, and he gets a copy of my permit.
And who's that make it easy for? Because we don't have these things, it makes it harder, I should say, to prosecute people who run guns illegally. Okay? here's the things you got to think about too with making common sense changes, like what you said. It makes it a lot harder to prosecute somebody who's putting guns on the street that should not be, as long as you don't have to go to a gun shop and have a mediator. Because all he's got to say is, there's nothing illegal what I did. I had these guns. I sold them. It's a private sale. It's legal in this state. In a lot of states, that's as legal as it can be. Private sales are perfectly legal. And these guys just run guns. And they give them to people who are felons and who are involved in criminal activity who should not be having guns. People go to them and buy them, but they can't connect, unless they can connect that arms seller with that person who they sold it to, which they can't always do, he gets off. But if you had to go to a gun shop, you just took that entire element and eliminated it, all of it. So that's just something to think about too.
Well, I'm with you on this. I feel like if there was a place that could need improving, I think the person of sales could need or something that does need to be improved upon. If there should be no problem that if you want to sell me a gun, then that's fine. But I believe that you should do it at a gun shop. So that way there could be a background check to see if I'm a felon or if I could legally own a weapon or not. Because right now it's illegal to do that and me be a felon and you not know about it. So that's another thing. I mean, we could talk about guns all
right.
fucking night long, dude.
I mean, there's room for change.
Just because I'm a Second Amendment guy does not mean that I am adding to the murder. That's not what I'm doing. Because most law-abiding citizens don't do the things like shooting out windows and murdering 59 people at a concert. That's not something that happens. And I hope that we both cleared up maybe some misnomers in the gun world. And two, that I'm sad this happened and my heart breaks just like the next person. But I don't think it's time to take away law-abiding citizens' rights because of what one person does. Illegally, a murderer is illegal. That's an illegal act. So the act of breaking law is not something that I can do.
Well, you got to ask yourself too, Nick. A lot of illegal guns are on the street. How do you think they get there? You think they're just like... They just pop up. You think it's just they get there because someone purchases this shit usually legally first in a way that can't be traced, in a way that can't be brought back to them, and then they provide it to people who shouldn't have it. That's what happens. That's literally how it happens. And there's some common sense changes that can prevent this. And we do have a lot of violence. It's not even just the mass shootings. You have a lot of violence to cause these things in cities all over the country.
Hey, Pete, we have like 20 seconds. You have any final last thoughts?
Just heart goes out to the victims. And I just hope, like, you know, I hope they weren't targeted. And I hope they weren't targeted for being country music fans or anything stupid like that. I hope it wasn't nothing that crazy. I hope it was nothing in that way. I really do. That would make this whole situation so much worse.
This has been another episode of Political Bullshit, episode 12. And again, our hearts go out to the victims, and we're always praying for you guys. Make sure you guys hug your loved ones and have a good night.
Thank you for listening to Political Bullshit. Be sure to visit the website www.politicalbspodcast.com and subscribe to the email list to stay up to date on political bullshit.